Hi, this is Siraj Unleashing Talent and welcome on another podcast. And today we will talk about leading with synergy. What comes to your mind when you think of synergy? And it is like the musical concert where all the different artists and different music players come together and they all play things differently, but for the audience it is just one. To me, synergy is like a movie song. Someone writes, someone sings, and someone plays. Not someone, many people play music on it. And then finally there is a product that comes out and then we listen to that song. But the composition of that song, if you just get into the background of it, you will find and you would imagine that in this studio there are 25 different or 30 different or 50 different people doing 50 different work independently, and they are very synchronized. That's what synergy is. So there are different teams within the team working towards the collective same goal. They are all different, yet together, one purpose, shared goal of producing a music. That's what to me synergy is, you know. And I always talk about four dimensions of leadership. So what does it mean to me as an individual when it comes to synergy? What is my role? How do I infuse synergy into the team? What is my responsibility as an individual? Team has to think how important synergy is. And I always say, if there are 10 people in a team, everyone produces one, so it is 10. Collectively, you can produce 15, not just 10. I say, 1 plus 1 is what? People say 2. I say, no, it could be 3, because one person individually produces 1. Another person produces 1. Together, he produces 30% more results. And that's when I say 1 plus 1 is 3. Isn't it? And that's the magic of synergy. Synergy is energy. That's the energy of the team. Right? You understand the differences. You understand the diversity. You appreciate people for who they are. You respect them for who they are. You complement each other's competencies and capabilities. And you know that different people are working on different projects, yet they're all working towards the larger shared goal and vision to achieve things together. So first of all, to be in synergy with the team, that's first thing. Then contribute at individual level. And then also, as a leader, it's your responsibility to create conducive environment or situation, create favorable situation for people to get into that synergy so that they give their best. That's the role of a leader. So when we say leading with synergy, you basically foster synergy. And then people perform at the optimal level. That's the power of synergy. A leading team with synergy. And you have to make constant efforts towards building that synergy. You have to maintain that flow level. It's like a boat. Understand the value of synergy. Understand the value of leading people with synergy. Understand the value of fostering synergy within the team. Understand the value of what value would get created when you have synergy. Higher the level of synergy, higher the level of value. It will obviously reduce conflicts and that stuff that we talk. There's nothing called conflict. It's all about discussions. It's all about points. If there is a synergy, if you have a conflict, you have a different idea. That's it. And people will welcome your ideas. That's what, to me, leading with synergy is. I hope you like this podcast. Thank you so much.